Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of A Christmas and the Confession of Peter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
Well, here in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, it is, as it usually is, time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We know what it's like when you listen to this program, that you have to, often when you're listening on demand, or even when you're listening live, you have to pick and choose things. Now, we listen very carefully. We try to listen very carefully during the course of this program every week, and we will hear things on a regular basis from our guests, and our guests get all the credit for this. You notice it's only our guests and our callers that ever create a soundbite. They get all the credit for this. We listen, and the stuff that we hear that says, you know, I bet you wouldn't hear that anyplace else. I bet that that is something everyone needs to hear. That's something remarkable. I've never heard it put that way, quite that way before. That's what we call an Issues Etc. soundbite. We collect them during the course of a broadcast week, and then we select four that we think are good candidates, and then we let you, our listeners, decide which one ought to be the winner, the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And typical of a Friday, we have four soundbites to play for you. We're going to play them for you. It's also your chance to win the LPR bundle package. The listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon gets that. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, November the 30th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. That's talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're going to play the soundbites. You listen, and then get ready to vote and pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Robert Gagnon. We were talking to him about same-sex marriage. And there was a story about a pastor in the Reformed Church in America who decided that, against his church's teaching, he wanted to marry his lesbian daughter and her partner, and he did. And he suffered some of the consequences. But his reasoning in the end was, it just felt right. It felt right while I was doing it. It feels right to this day. Here's Dr. Robert Gagnon responding to the "it feels right" argument for same-sex marriage.
Well, I'm sure it felt right to him, but lots of things feel right to us at the time we do things, and then we have to test what we think feels right with what Jesus says and what the apostolic witness to Jesus says. And then if it doesn't coincide with that, then the feeling doesn't really matter. Now, because sex is very much given to self-justification, we don't, and here in this case, with regard to his own child, he obviously doesn't want to deny his child a relationship with somebody else. He doesn't want his child, his daughter, to feel alone. So his desires are going to be in that direction, to try to do what he thinks is the easiest thing for his daughter, when sometimes what God has us do is the harder thing. This is why Jesus characterizes discipleship as taking up your cross, losing your life, and denying yourself. And that may not feel right at a whole lot of points. I'm sure it didn't feel right for Jesus when he was dying on the cross to make amends for our sin. But it was nonetheless the right thing to do. Most of the stuff that Paul did as an apostle running around the Mediterranean basin, including being whipped and scourged in the synagogues and beaten by rocks by secular authorities and being poorly sheltered, poorly clad, poorly fed, being stoned, being shipwrecked, and on the list goes of his hardships, didn't feel right to him in one sense, but it was right because he lived a life in which he died to himself and Christ lived in him. And that is the nature of the Christian life, regardless of whether or not it feels right to us.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Gagnon responding to the It Feels Right argument for same-sex marriage. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Chris Rosebro. He's answering the question, what is the legacy 10 years down the line of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life?
I'm going to be blunt. It's given us a new category of Bible twisting that we refer to as narcissism, which is basically taking two terms, narcissism and eisegesis, which is reading things into Scripture that are not there, and sticking the two words together. I'm absolutely convinced that The Purpose-Driven Life, the book itself, is ground zero for this wave of people literally reading themselves into every single biblical text there is, including the ones about Jesus. And it's Rick Warren's disciples and those who basically adopted his ideas and methodologies regarding ministry and his approaches to handling God's word that are laid out for us in The Purpose-Driven Life. I think that what we've had for now 10 years is this growing epidemic of narcissistically reading ourselves into the Bible and thinking the Bible is about us.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be issues, et cetera? Soundbite of the week. Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Terry Mattingly. We were talking to him about, well, trying to nuance some of the right-left issue when it comes to same-sex marriage. And we ended our conversation with these thoughts that he has, asking the question, are today's liberals, especially those that are so adamantly promoting same-sex marriage over against religious liberty, are they really liberal?
What do we call people who are not strong on religious liberty, not strong on freedom of association, and not strong on freedom of speech? I don't know what we call them, but I'm having increasing problems myself referring to those people as liberals. Because isn't the essence of our traditional, classical definition of liberalism, wouldn't that begin with like a strong defense of free speech, freedom of association, and religious liberty? Isn't that what it used to mean to be a liberal?
All right, it's a good question and a good soundbite from Terry Mattingly. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Get ready to call. Send us an email, a tweet, or visit that Facebook fan page, because here's soundbite number four. Pastor Kirk Clayton on what I'm calling a blood-red Christmas.
Jesus came not just to be the cute, cuddly baby in the manger, but the Christ of the cross. I heard a sermon preached by one of my colleagues years ago that I guess it was not a terribly popular sermon. It certainly wasn't a warm, fuzzy one, where he said, on Christmas Day, as you look out at all this white snow, I want you to see the snow as red, red with the blood of Jesus Christ, because Jesus came at Christmas in order to die on the cross. So forget about the cute, cuddly baby in the manger. Focus on Jesus Christ and all the gore and all the blood on the cross, because that is God for you. And so we can never separate Good Friday from Christmas or Easter or anything else. Christ comes to do it all, focused on the cross and the empty tomb.
All right, that's soundbite number four. It's time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Right after this break, we'll start taking your phone calls, your email, and going through your votes and determining which one you have picked as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to vote first, and this break is a great time to call. 1-877-623-6943. Facebook.com/issuesetc or talk back at issuesetc.org.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Each month we host the Nebraska Lutherans for Confessional Study, a serious study of Lutheran theology. We generally meet on the fourth Thursday of each month from 9:30 to 2:30, and both clergy and laity are invited. There is no charge to attend. For more information, please call the church office or visit our website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, and click on the green NLCS tab.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Folks, there are 5 weeks left in 2012, and we're $63,000 short of making budget this year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make an online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2012.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the only thing left on our agenda this Friday afternoon. Picking Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We don't pick it. We just put the soundbites out there. You, our listeners, pick the soundbite of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 30th of November, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad that's practically brand new. Here is the list of candidates. Soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Gagnon responding to the "it feels good" argument, or the "it feels right" argument for gay marriage. Soundbite number two, Chris Roseborough answering the question, what's the legacy of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life? He says, "Narcissus." Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, are today's liberals really liberal? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Kirk Clayton on what I'm calling a blood red Christmas. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to the phones. Up first, calling from his car, is Arthur. Hi, Arthur.
Yes, hello there. I'm voting for soundbite number two. I listened to that segment via the podcast, and I think the concept of narcissism is dangerous. We need to hold it in balance with understanding how the scriptures, how law and gospel apply to our lives and direct our lives, but we should certainly not try to put ourselves into the scriptures and make it about us. Thank you.
Arthur, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in your car. He votes for soundbite number two, Chris Roseborough, on the legacy of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life. Chris says it's narcissus. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page. You can vote there as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Joshua listens in South Carolina. Thanks for waiting, Josh.
Hi, I like clip number two as well. I thought the combination of the terms was really interesting, and I agree with the sentiment.
All right, Joshua, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in South Carolina. It's like, nice to hear from the East Coast. Let's see what Andy in Kirkwood, Missouri, a little closer to Collinsville, has to say. Hi, Andy.
You don't make this easy, do you? Soundbite number one is not what I'm going to vote for, but I want to remind you, what does the book of Judges say repeatedly? Everybody did what seemed right to him, and when that happened, that's when the trouble started. I have been grouching all year over the idea of the definitions of liberal and conservative. They aren't what they used to be, and I appreciated that soundbite. The soundbite of the blood-red Christmas is, really what it's all about, so that's what I should vote for. But I'm going to vote for number two. And the reason for that is that the purpose-driven church seems to have an awful lot of the possibility of hurting yourself when you're so busy patting yourself on the back. What did Jesus say to the people at the Last Judgment? He said, you fed me, you clothed me, you gave me to drink. And what did they answer? They said, when did we ever do such things? Well, that's the whole idea, is the acts come from God, not from us. We do them, but we do them as his agent, and we're not to be out there patting ourselves on the back.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Let's see, Altamont, Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, good evening. I'll be honest, I'm really going to have to listen to Jonathan Fisk's podcast from the I think it was yesterday when he talked about freedom as lawlessness before I could actually know how I really felt about soundbite number one and number three. So I'm just going to go straight to Christ in number four. I don't want to necessarily forget the cute, cuddly baby in the manger, because that could lead us to forget the perfect, sinless life that Christ lived in our place. That's kind of a key element. But as Lutherans, we do like our mangers empty, our crosses populated, and our tombs abandoned.
All right. Thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. Let's go to a cell phone where Selena's on the line. Hi, Selena.
Hi. How are you doing today? I'm going to go with number four as well, the Blood Red Christmas. All of them were great, but I have been saying for years that you, without Christmas or without Easter, without Christmas, you couldn't have Easter. Without Easter, Christmas would have been worthless. And so, I think we need to tie it together. I have a Christmas ornament that I hang on my tree every year to remind those that are at my house for Christmas that we have to think about the cross as well as all of the other stuff that goes along with Christmas.
Selena, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, November the 30th. 1-877-623-6943. Nathan in St. Cloud, Minnesota has a vote for soundbite number one. In an age of self-centered Christianity, people aren't shown their sin enough and do not hear the gospel enough. People are more concerned with how they feel instead of what Christ has done for us, more worried about their own actions and not the actions of Christ. Feel bad about your sins, repent, and hear the good news of Christ's death for you, says Nathan in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Thanks for your vote, Nathan. And thanks for listening in Minnesota. Morgan listens in Benton, Arkansas, votes for soundbite number four. Preacher Kirk Clayton on the Blood Red Christmas. All these significant holidays, Christmas, Easter, and everything Christ did was for us. He did everything on earth to die on the cross for us sinners. He was faultless and perfect, and now we have eternal, everlasting life with our Lord. Morgan, thanks for listening in Arkansas. In Flanders, New Jersey, Lori says, soundbite number two, Chris Rosebro. This soundbite is just an example of how Chris spends his life, revealing heresy. Rick Warren is highly influential and is easily teaching false doctrine to a world that is willing to listen and believe every errant word he says. Thanks for listening in New Jersey, Lauren. Let's see what on the phone Earl is waiting there. Hi, Earl.
Howdy, Todd. Hey, I got to also vote for number two. I like the clever use of the two words. And also, I think that's one of the key problems we're seeing in Christianity today here in this country.
Earl, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Jen listens in Denver, Colorado. Chris Rosebro gets my vote. That's soundbite number two, I believe. Jen says, I keep thinking that this whole Rick Warren thing should be long gone, and when someone I know quotes more twaddle from him or Osteen or one of the others that's followed in their paths, apparently it will be around until Christ returns, so we have to keep remembering and learning how to argue against it and teach our children to know the difference. Keep up the fantastic work, all of you, and thank you for what you do. Well, thank you very much for listening in Colorado, Jen, and for voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are at the very end of November, and that means the very end of our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November. Well, it's not going to be over with. The book still has to come out. It's called Broken, Seven Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible. It's written by someone mentioned by one of our voters here for Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, a regular guest on the program. It's a book about, well, it really is about the Christian life, but when you read it, you're not going to read a lot about you. You're going to read a lot about Jesus. Because that's where the Christian's life is really found, in Jesus and Jesus alone. Find out more about Broken. Give Concordia Publishing House a call, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for Broken, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November. Dalton in Waynesboro, Virginia says he's voting for Roseboro. I would like those, I'd like to choose four because of the great remarks, but I think so many times the reason we don't see a blood-red Christmas is due to a Warrenite heresy that makes us think that Christmas is about us and that Jesus came to die for us because we're just that awesome. So I vote for Roseboro. Thank you very much for listening in Virginia, Dalton. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number two, Chris Roseboro, answering the question, what is the legacy 10 years down the line of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life?
I'm going to be blunt. It's given us a new category of Bible twisting that we refer to as narcissism, which is basically taking two terms, narcissism and eisegesis, which is reading things into Scripture that are not there, and sticking the two words together. I'm absolutely convinced that The Purpose-Driven Life, the book itself, is ground zero for this wave of people literally reading themselves into every single biblical text there is, including the ones about Jesus. And it's Rick Warren's disciples and those who've basically adopted his ideas and methodologies regarding ministry and his approaches to handling God's word that are laid out for us in The Purpose-Driven Life. I think that what we've had for now 10 years is this growing epidemic of narcissistically reading ourselves into the Bible and thinking the Bible is about us.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number two, Chris Roseboro on the legacy of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life. Dalton in Waynesboro, Virginia, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, you win the LPR bundle package. Just send your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you two CDs, one titled Lutheran Service Book, Hymns and Services, and another with a Christmas and Confession of St. Peter sermon preached by me. Now, we've got 31 days left in the year, and we're currently $63,000 short of making our year-end budget. So thanks for listening. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2012. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Bror Eriksson about a great theologian from the 20th century, a Swedish Lutheran bishop called Bo Yeerts. That's Monday on Issues Etc. Look, if the Bible's just there to be another book about you, reading yourself into the pages, finding yourself in there, you can get that any place. The Bible is there not to show you you, but to show you Christ for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.